Today's podcast is brought to you by Audible. Get a free audiobook download and 30-day free trial at www.audibletrial.com/SYS podcast. Now, on to today's episode.
Welcome to the Speak Your Success podcast.
Friends, here we are. It is that time of the year again. Some call it 4th of July. Others get excited for fireworks. I'm your host, TEDx speaker and best-selling author, Jonathan Jones. And today we're talking about an independent state of mind. That's right, an independent state of mind. The definition of independence, it means free from outside control or support. The state of being independent. And looking at that definition, I just want to come to you today and really break down, like I said, an independent state of mind, because I know a lot of entrepreneurs and aspiring entrepreneurs listen to this podcast, and we're very grateful that you rock with us. However, I think we need to get over that hump today. Sometimes we can find ourselves leaning on other people. We can find ourselves saying we can do it all by ourselves, but then we find ourselves pulling on other people, pushing other people, tugging them to help us and do this and do that. Sometimes we have to get in this space to where we get out of the victim mindset or get out of the victim mentality. This is where individuals begin to say, poor me. Why can't I do that? Why can't I be successful? Why does this person have that? Why does this person have this? We need to begin to tap into something inside of us that's greater. We need to begin to realize that first our mindset must shift. And when our mindset begins to shift, that's when we can then put ourselves in a better position to be successful. One, the first way we can shift our mind is affirmations. We've talked about it before. Daily affirmations. I'm bold. I'm strong. I'm a conqueror. I will be successful. When you begin to speak these things over your life, eventually your mind begins to buy in. And then after your mind buys in, then the actions are there to follow. Secondly, you then have to begin to take actual action. You say the affirmations. You get yourself pumped up. You affirm yourself. But then you actually have to move on what you're saying. Friends, I wanted to get better with basketball when I was younger. I would find myself doing defensive slides up and down my street on 2492 Little John Trail. It was almost as if I was racing my shadow. I used to say, I'm going to make the basketball team. I want to make the basketball team. But then I had to get up and I had to go outside and run. Then I had to get up and I had to go down and do defensive slides. In order to have a level of independence, you have to do things that independents do. You have to set the standard high for yourself, because this isn't like college. Well, this isn't like high school. Nobody's waking you up. This is like college. You have to wake yourself up. You have to become driven from an intrinsic place. You have to find intrinsic motivation, something that pushes you despite how you feel. And then lastly, friends, you just want to put people in your corner who are going to support you, who are going to hold you accountable, and who ultimately will help you push. Because if we don't do those things, then we set ourselves up for failure. It's not a successful recipe. But if we have friends that hold us accountable, we say, this is what I want to do. I want to complete it by this date. Can you just check in on me? Can you just make sure that this is the case? That's why coaching groups are so important and accountability groups are so important. Because you have like-minded individuals, they're driven, going for a goal or a purpose, and then they hold you accountable to make sure that you get to where you want to get to and make it to where you want to go. So friends, today, let's attract and receive an independent state of mind. And also, friends, let's not allow ourselves to be the victim anymore. Happy 4th of July. Shoot off some fireworks. Enjoy yourself. Enjoy your friends. But most importantly, be safe. TEDx speaker and best-selling author Jonathan Jones reminding you to speak your success, believe in your greatness, and continue to create the life and business of your dreams.